Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Rose of Lima in Wrangell, Alaska. Today is Monday of the 34th week in Ordinary Time, November 21st, 2011. The presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the Temple. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest. For those others have all made an offering from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the presentation of the Virgin Mary. Almighty God's selection of the Virgin Mary to be the Mother of God was not a random selection. God selected Mary not from nobility, but from the humble, thoroughly devout, the daughter of equally devout parents whose names were Joachim and Anna. According to tradition, Anna, childless for many years, reached a point in her life when, just short of despair, she prayed that God grant her a child, with a promise that should her wish be fulfilled, she would pledge the child to the temple. Anna, faithful to her word, presented her daughter, given the name Mary, at the temple at the age of 3, on the 21st of November. Mary remained in the house of God for 12 years, emerging at the age of 15 with a purity and wholesomeness found in no other creature of God. By the time she returned to her parents, the saintly Mary was not only flawless maiden, but in her 12 years she acquired the lore and religion of the deepest scholars, something usually denied to female children of those days. Likely learning to read and write in her language, studying and memorizing the Psalms, her education is believed to have been entrusted to the high priest Zechariah, who was the father of John the Baptist. So we pray for all parents, that they might find wonderful teachers of the faith in their local churches. We pray for our church here in Wrangell at St. Rose and in Petersburg at St. Catherine's, for our catechists, those who will help their parents train the children in the faith. It is so important that as we commemorate the Virgin Mary's presentation to the temple, we might not shrink back from bringing our children to houses of worship, to places where they can learn about their God, learn the lore and the tradition of their faith. Lord Jesus, we ask you to build up catechists, to rebuild the lost trust many have in the Catholic Church, that we might be seen as a safe place for children. Today, in the Gospel of Luke, we have the story of the widow's mite, those two small coins. When I was in Israel as a seminarian, you could go to the artifact dealers, or the what we would call antique dealers, and they would have these little coins. They're about the size of a dime and not worth much more. Wouldn't even be enough for one's daily bread. But that was all that she had. And she gave it in complete trust to the temple. Lord knows there's some responsibility that falls to me as the pastor here to use those funds that are donated by widows and the poor with such carefulness. I like to think that that widow's mite went to copy out a passage of Isaiah, right? That Jesus read in the synagogue in Nazareth, proclaiming the beginning of his ministry. Luke always cautions this love for money as leading to hell and damnation, and somehow separating yourself from that love leading to salvation. This incident with the poor widow follows the criticism of the lifestyle of the scribes earlier in the Gospel of Luke. Her detachment, even from the last bit of money that she has, contrasts sharply to the long robes and the process of devouring the houses of widows, words that Jesus uses to condemn the scribes. The basic criticism from Jesus is that the scribes use their position in society as scholars of the Mosaic Law to enrich themselves. Since the Gospel of Luke emphasizes the dangers of material wealth, the scribes are an example of what wealth can do to a person. And the widow became an example of the person who places confidence in God alone. It is not a question of glorifying poverty, but recognizing faith and generosity. Jesus recognizes the relative value of the widow's gift compared to those who had plenty to give, but were not giving till it hurts. As we celebrate the presentation of the Virgin Mary, let us take a look at our own generosity of time, talent, and treasure, how well we visit those who are sick or in prison, as we heard in yesterday's gospel, how well we share our clothes with those who are naked, or our housing with those who are homeless, our food with those who are hungry, our drink with those who are thirsty. How well we share our freedom and our position of power with those who are trapped in poverty or in addiction or depression or outright in prison. Mary is presented in the temple and learns the things of God, which she passes on to her son in the most excellent way. May we too come to the temple of God's word, to the temple of his body and blood, and learn the things of God. And having learned them, put them into practice, and by our example, share them with everyone we meet. We thank you, Blessed Virgin Mary, for being our source of grace and inspiration. Amen.